call. You know what, Mike? We're going to want to change that 7 a.m. rooster. I think we got to come in with something softer and easier. Just kind of wake them up easy. Then we hit them with the rooster hard at 8.
How about a little quail call?
A little quail. That's good.
That'd be good.
A little quail call. Just you hear it off in the distance, and it slowly gets louder and louder and louder. That would be the 7 a.m. Rosie on the House soft weekend wake up. On the way of events, I wanted to mention, you know, we're out and about quite a bit. One of the things I'm going to be doing is a group I'm a part of is called Wildlife for Tomorrow. And it's a group that's committed to getting kids outdoors, and we do a lot to promote getting the next generation engaged in falling in love with the outdoors.
They're going to be stewards of that outdoors. They need to learn to love it.
That's our position. So we have a banquet once a year, and we induct people who have stepped up to meet that mission throughout Arizona once a year. It's going to be August 22nd. You can go to wildlifefortomorrow.org. They've asked me to MC the event. We're actually honoring a rancher from up in the Holbrook area, Mr. Ohako. We're actually honoring John McCain this year. We're actually honoring a good friend of mine, Mr. Dan Priest, who runs Arizona Outdoor Adventures, which takes mostly inner city kids and shows them an elk, lets them catch a trout, camps out with them, teaches them how to build a campfire, how to have a s'mores. Many of these kids have never been outside the city. They don't know to look up at night and see what you can see.
How would you know, living in the city?
How would you know? So we have tables available and seats available. If you'd like to join us, go to wildlifefortomorrow.org.
And is four spelled out F-O-R?
It is. It is. And it is the Hall of Fame Banquet. You can buy your tickets online, and would love to see you there. There'll be raffle items and auction items and a nice dinner. Chaparral Suites opens for a social hour at 6, and dinner is served at 7. So just one more of the things that we're engaged in right now. Next hour, Farm Bureau. John J. Harper, and the first ever Carol Grace Romero call screening. So we've
initiation today.
We've recruited our baby girl, Carol Grace, to join the broadcast team. This is her first Saturday on board, so when you call in, you'll be visiting with our baby girl, Miss Carol Grace. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And she, in lieu of Sweet Jennifer, will be taking your name and calling area from and your question, and we'll get you online as best we can.
That family tradition carries on.
The family tradition carries on.
Someone asked me the other day if I was trying out a product, and they said, have you tried the product? And I said, yes. And he said, well, has Rosie tried the product? And I said, well, I'm married to Rosie. And he thought that was pretty funny. It's a family business, yes.
It was a cleaning product that they're sending to us out of the Midwest. They wanted
Milsec. It's an incredible product.
You're
so we'll be talking
it.
More about it. I am loving it, actually.
You're liking it. Okay. I'll test it so he'll know that I have.
I figured by proxy you had tested it. I showed you how nice the cabinets looked and that
good,
stainless
steel.
Yeah, they've got 5 or 6 products. We'll share more later, but...
Later in the show, we're also going to be talking about water heaters, the anatomy of a water heater. It is the most ignored, the most abused, the most mistreated, and the most productive appliance you've got in your whole house. What would you rather do without, an oven or a hot water?
Oh, do I have to choose?
Huh?
And by the way, I just wanted to say it's no different at our house. It's abused as well. When's the last thing was drained?
Thank you. A water heater, okay? It's not a hot water heater. We're going to correct the entire definition of water heaters. It is not a hot water heater.
Oh, we get chomped on that. People love to correct you.
It is a water heater.
Verbiage.
All right? It's made up of a holding tank. It has a heat source, whether it's electric or gas. It's got a thermometer. It's got insulation. It's got a pressure relief valve. If you want to see something funny and you're at your computer, go to YouTube and click in Mythbusters blowing up water heater. And you'll see what will happen to a water heater if, in fact, your relief valve is inoperable.
Does it take off at your roof?
They actually took the relief valve out, plugged it with a galvanized plug, and heated the water heater to 350 PSI internal. Here's the problem. Steam is 1,700 times larger. 1 pound of steam is 1,700 times larger than 1 pound of water. So you take 40 gallons and get it to where it's boiling and creating steam, it actually becomes a jet engine.
Didn't we have a horrific one blow up here just in town a couple years ago?
It was in August of 2014, I think. Someone was trying to repair a leaky pressure relief valve. They did the same thing. They plugged it, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, the water heater decided to take off.
Leave the house.
It went through the roof, flew 135 yards, landed across the street at a bus stop, and in the process, shattered windows of the neighbor's house. And from the home that served as the launching pad, the entire home was blown off its foundation. The insurance company rendered it unsalvageable. The entire house was totaled.
Nobody was hurt, though, right?
Nobody was hurt. So we'll be talking other parts of the water heater are the dip tube, the shutoff valve, the anode, which can come in three different varieties, when to use what, and the drain valve. All parts and pieces you need to know about. We've got Chris Stanfield coming in from Ben Franklin Plumbing. It'll be your day with a plumber at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. Of course, the 9 o'clock hour will always be open lines, whatever you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We'd love for you to give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348. So again, we rack up another. What were you talking about in the? You had something you wanted to talk about in the almanac with Julie coming up.
Yeah, it's just about aromas and what herbs can do for your love life.
Julie, does Julie know we want to talk
about
that?
I thought I'd probably tell her about it at the top of the hour.
you're just gonna hit her with this? Huh?
I am.
Okay. I am. All right. Well, stay tuned for that. That'll get your weekend started right. Huh? That's your soft weekend wake up call here at Rosie on the House. We'll be back. Y'all stay tuned. It's going to be a fun show.